explicit warning. Not that we really need one because we're already listed as explicit on iTunes, but we kind of just jump right into it and go today. I blame Tearsall. It's all in good fun nonetheless. Enjoy.
It might have been a raven, might have been a crow. I don't know. They're all black. They look the same.
Psh, fleeks.
Actually, ravens are just crows, just with a fancier name. That's actually
wow.
Just
wow.
The truth.
Well, no. Rude.
Good to see casual racism still living strong in Germany.
Yeah, no kidding.
Hey, they both belong to the family of crows. I'm just stating biological fact.
So now you're trying to play it down with the science card. So,
yeah.
Well, like Africans, and you know they're all Africans. They're all black.
Well,
they're
we're all technically family. Based out of Africa. We all come from Mesopotamia.
Yeah, from the
so
from the.
I'm black in spirit. No, it's not how it works.
I'm not racist. We used to be black. Like the cavemen in my family, they were probably black.
Oh my god!
What the heck?
It's a possibility. Well, I guess technically we were all kind of an olive color when it started.
What
the heck?
I'm still pretty olivey. I used to get my nickname in school, or one of them was said I looked like a Turkish kebab merchant.
Yeah, actually, Tearsall kind of looks a bit like he's from Turkey or somewhere.
Wow, racist.
Hey, you look very Southlandish.
I'm not sure if Southlandish is an acceptable term or not.
I don't think it is. See, I'm not even from Europe, and Southlandish does not sound like a very appropriate term.
The Southland is where the Untermens come from.
Oh.
What the heck? Yes, we need to. I feel like we need to censor you a lot today in our previous show.
I'll be good.
Okay, be a good bird.
Now here's the thing. So ravens and crows and magpies, you know, it's all chill. We're all good together. There's still a distinct separation between us, but like, no single corvidae is better than another. But corvidae are better than all other birds. That's just a fact.
What about blue jays?
I suppose because they're in the family of corvidae, they're just the really slutty corvids.
Yeah, they are practically it's a statement a lot of people do. They are practically the foxes of the bird fandom.
They're sex smart. Did you guys know snakes could beg? I didn't know snakes could beg.
I guess all that.
No.
I just fed my snake, and one, I don't like feeding snakes. That's like the one downside. And now it's over on the side of the cage where I am, and it's like looking up at the window at me like, hey, can I have some more? Hey, give me another.
Okay.
Like, good lord.
Okay, either I forgot that you have one, or you never told me.
Yeah, I have one. I sent pics.
Yeah, I totally forgot. You
I've sent pictures.
Well.
Like, if you scroll up in chat, you can see it, like, crawling on my headphones.
That's your snake. Oh.
Yes.
Oh, that one.
I was misinformed.
Misinformed?
Or I wasn't informed. Yeah.
Actually, where the hell is it? It's in chat somewhere, but apparently not. Okay.
You lost your snake.
Apparently. Right.
Wait, have you been recording all this already?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah. You're on air already, and all your...
It's just
everything you said so
it's
far.
Safe to assume that the moment I enter chat, I click record.
So,
I don't want to miss a thing.
Casual racism as well.
Yep.
Oh, wow.
That'll be in the blooper reel.
we will never reach episode 40.
Bird Lives Matter will take us down.
Wait, what episode are we on now, anyway?
We are on episode 39.
Well, what show are we?
Okay, well, if we're doing the intro now. Episode 39 of Bird Life. I'm Core.
I'm Fleet.
And I'm Storm. Wait, no, Tearsall.
Yes. Unless Storm suddenly got, like, a lot fancier and grew an accent.
Oh, sorry, hang on, let me try it. I'm Storm Griffin. Wait, no, that was terrible.
A little deeper.
Not too bad.
But not terrible.
Yeah, I won't try a third time.
Okay, that's fine. So, Fleeks, what's going on with this episode?
I thought, for some reason, we talked about superheroes recently and stuff, and I thought, hey, how about we are dedicating one of our shows to, creating bird heroes and talking, but starting off with, like, talking about our favorite general superheroes and...
I feel like we've already touched upon the subject, but it was kind of in a more, like, DC Marvel Universe sort of way, like the typical geekery.
Yeah, we talked about it once, but I thought, like, why not making a whole show out of it? Because I think, I would say 90% of people like superheroes.
90%? That's a very high estimate.
Yeah, that's a high estimate, but I think superheroes are... Everybody of us grew up with superheroes, and there's so many superheroes, you can't hate everything that has to do with superheroes, except 10% of very edgy shitlord humans, I guess.
Okay.
I'm just gonna go out there and say, I don't like superheroes.
You don't like them?
Well, I'll come on to this later if we get a chance, I'm sure, but I never really... Yeah, superheroes just don't do it for me.
Fleeks, I asked you a question earlier, and you're like, yeah, he totally likes superheroes.
No, that's, I'm sure they'll be out.
Tearsil, you're fired. Get off the show.
Wait a second. I said, I asked you, hey, do you like superheroes? And you said, kinda.
There we go.
And kinda was good enough for me.
I will elaborate. The thing is, I don't like superheroes because they're so OP. Like Superman, what's that shit about? He's just like, I can fly, I can shoot laser beams, I'm invincible. There's no challenge there.
Okay, we've touched on that in the past, and I'll just kind of brief once over. Yeah, Superman is just the stereotypical god mode. Basically, there's only two elements that could even affect Superman.
Yeah, fucking hacks. One, nerf Superman, please.
Zod, or two, Kryptonite. It's going to be one of those two elements in every single Superman movie ever.
Yeah.
You can't have a movie without Kryptonite.
Hey,
that's why the superheroes that I do like are the ones like Batman and Iron Man, like my two favorites, because they're not superheroes. They're just cool dudes with loads of money and like they kick everyone's ass.
Okay, fair enough. And then you have people like Hawkeye, who they don't really have like a superpower, but they just have really good vision and they're really good with a bow and arrow.
Yeah, so those are the kind of superheroes I like, the kind that they don't have any superpowers, they're just badass.
What about the superheroes who gain their powers through science? Like, I don't want to go as far as, like, Hulk, Bruce Banner kind of thing, but more like, I can't think of one off the top of my head right now.
Spider-Man.
Here you go, we could do...
By a spider.
Where they make it like, they explain the science behind what happened versus just, oh, they're superpowers, kind of thing.
Super.
Yeah, and he had to learn to use his spider senses and web power, and he gets stronger and stronger with...
As we've learned in every single Spider-Man origin story movie there is. All of them.
Yeah. Yeah, there are so many. I mean, I think Spider-Man... There are so many Spider-Man movies, I guess. I mean, the Amazing Spider-Man series and the Spider-Man with Tobey Maguire beforehand. And now this new Origins.
Anyways, back to the question I was asking Tearsoul. Yeah, what about the more scientifically, like, yeah, they have a gift power kind of thing, but it's more of a scientific base? Yes.
Well, apart from the Spider-Man you've just mentioned, I actually can't really think of any. I mean, I kind of like the X-Men, and they sort of explain it where it's like a mutation rather than a superpower. But again, some of them are kind of OP.
Right. Okay, how about, vulgarities and, like, you know, pop culture aside, Deadpool.
I fucking love Deadpool, mostly because it's ridiculously crude and totally appeals to my low, low brow humor.
But he has a superpower where he regenerates. He can't die.
Yeah.
He can chop him up into 1,000 bits and pieces, and he'll just grow back.
Yeah. He's kind of the exception that proves the rule.
Yeah, the thing is just, he's a well-written anti-hero, so I guess that counts something.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, he's like immortal and OP like Superman, but he's not sort of a do-goody-goosh like I can't talk, tongue no worky.
And he's not good looking, and his everybody knows who he is of the bad people, I guess, his real identity.
He's basically everything a superhero shouldn't be.
Yeah. Exactly.
And I love him.
His loved ones are, like, always in danger and stuff, so I think he has huge weaknesses, and his personality is his worst enemy, I think.
And he likes Wham, and Wham are good.
Wham?
Wham.
Okay. So, anyways,
I would like to know, what's your favorite superhero? That's like something I would like to know from you, because that's something I would like to know from you.
Okay. Well, what is your favorite superhero?
I think it's pretty much, either if you go to the DC universe, it's probably Batman, because the Joker is just an incredible enemy, or the Riddler, or
right.
He has a lot of incredible, well-designed villains in his universe.
Battleship.
And the Penguin, don't forget the Penguin, that's bird relevant.
Danny DeVito Penguin was the best Penguin.
Yeah, he was really
so
good.
Bad, I need to go and watch it again.
And if you go to the Marvel universe, for example, I think Spider-Man is really one of my favorite ones. I don't like all this Nordic mythology Thor things and stuff. I don't know. They do not really appeal to me. But Spider-Man is pretty cool.
You see, I kind of initially started out, with the DC universe, Batman, still my favorite. Pretty much the only thing in the DC universe that I'll still actively go see in theaters is if it has Batman in it. From the Marvel universe, I'm all about Thor now. I used to be a lot more like for the Iron Man kind of thing, but the Thor Nordic kind of charming but like aloof behavior, it like really, really kind of appeals to me. And he's OP, but he's not like, he's only OP to humans. To everything else, he's just kind of slappable, you know?
Yeah. I just remember that there's also the Fantastic Four. They are pretty cool, I think. And then there was what's the other one I was thinking. Yeah, I think Iron Man is cool too, yeah. Or I just thought about Steel Man, the ripoff.
Fair enough.
At least he wouldn't rust.
Yeah, I guess so.
This is true. Tearsoul, how about you?
Annoyingly, all the ones I was going to say have already been picked, so I think I'm going to go with, like, Iron Man. He is probably my favourite for the reasons I've already mentioned. That and Tony Stark is just awesome. He makes my beak wet.
Oh, yeah.
Beak?
But yeah, and I really like the design of the suit. And in fact, he's actually put a lot of thought into everything. And yeah, Iron Man, definitely number one, best dude.
He sits there and meticulously designs every little part. Yeah.
And who is your favorite villain?
My favorite what?
Villain.
Villain.
Oh, sorry. I had my headset made a weird. It was like a Wilm. I was like, what?
A Wilm. Yeah. What's your favorite Wilm?
Villain.
Wilson!
I actually can't think of one off the top of my head.
So, not Joker?
Yeah, he's kind of overrated. Everyone kind of fanboys over him.
I could go off on, like, you know, the archetypes of Joker, yeah.
Yeah. I remember really liking the Riddler from the stupid 90s Batman Forever movie, the one played by Jim Carrey.
Yeah, man, he was so great. Besides, he was I really liked it. Poison Ivy is great too, I think.
Yeah.
Poison Ivy.
Yeah.
It's the latest Ivy-lution.
Yeah, I was trying to think of make a joke for one. I was thinking of the Umbreon, but that's psychic.
I mean Poison Eve, of course. Sorry.
Ivy.
It's
Poison Ivy. Oh, Ivy.
There you go.
Okay. Poison Ivy. Okay, Poison Ivy then. Yeah, forgive me. Forgive me for my blooper. And what's also... what was he? I think Harlequin Quinn is pretty good too. Yeah. But not. I don't like the one in the newest in this how they call it this very bad
Suicide Squad.
Yeah, it was so bad.
Really?
Can I just interject there? I don't understand why everyone's shitting on Suicide Squad and it's got like such bad ratings everywhere. I saw it and I thought it was pretty good.
It was boring as heck, and the story wasn't. It was colorful. It was the shootings, the action were pretty great, but the whole story and stuff and the screen time each character got wasn't really good. I would have loved.
There was no character development in it. I can.
Yeah, say yeah.
That. So with Suicide Squad. One, I don't understand. Like, Harley Quinn was the redeeming factor of that movie for me. She was the only, like, character that received any sort of character development. I suppose, shit, what was his name?
Who
Will Smith played? Fuck.
Will Smith was in that film?
Deadshot.
Deadshot,
anyways.
Yeah, yeah.
The hitman dude who like bounces lasers and shit.
He has a little bit of plot development, but overall, it's just Will Smith playing Will Smith.
And there was this one guy I did not understand who just could do things. I don't know what even his purpose was.
Was that fire
one
dude?
Who could shoot the dude who could use ropes.
Yeah, he could, like, he just was really fancy with ropes, and he died very early on. Like, they didn't even mention him until he died. That was just a joke scene. No, so the thing is with, like, the iterations of Joker, one, the Heath Ledger Joker was phenomenal, just great acting all around. Jared Leto's Joker, for all 5 minutes I saw him, I loved him, and I reminisced back to the cartoon series Joker, because that's what he was. He was the animated series Joker, insane, laughing, gangster, straight up gangster. Meanwhile, the Heath Ledger Joker, he's more of he's more of something that Payday was based off of, versus an actual Joker archetype from prior.
Yeah.
And like the relationship between Joker and Harley Quinn in that, again, complete throwback to the animated series, incredibly abusive relationship, super fucked up, but they truly loved each other.
Yeah. By the way, Joker, I think a lot of people who played Joker were really great in doing the job. Each of them interpreted him otherwise. Heath Ledger was genius, I have to admit that. But Jack Nicholson was really, really good too, for example.
Yeah, yes. I think every Joker actor has done a really good job portraying their side of the Joker.
I think it would be super fun to play Joker in a movie. I'm not kidding. But that would be a dream role if I would be an actor, you know. Oh my god, just playing crazy and then being irrational and scary because of the irrationality. And that's why I think Joker is so popular, because every actor has a lot of fun playing it, and his character, his irrationality, and oh my god, he's so scary because of that. And yeah, and sorry, Tiersla, I interrupted you, and I didn't want. So what did you want to say?
I do remember, actually. I think the main reason that I didn't hate Suicide Squad and actually quite enjoyed it is because I don't know any of the characters or the universes they come from. so I didn't have any like preconceptions of what they were meant to be like. It was just an enjoyable, mindless action movie.
Well, there you go. Unless you want to, unless you want to ruin the movie for yourself, don't read the comics or anything. Don't get into the lore.
Yeah. That was my my problem was that I wanted to know more about the bad guys and stuff. And
that's the problem with all of the DC movies is they fluff it and they lighten it and they make it viewable by people who would not ordinarily be watching these kinds of movies. Meanwhile, Marvel's just like tapped into the geek like culture and just like draining us for everything we're worth.
I still don't know which one is which.
Iron Man is Marvel. Batman is like DC. Let's go with that.
Okay, that's easy.
Yeah. And the thing is, did you see there are a lot of good anti-heroes too, like Deadpool, we were with him. And then there's, for example, the Punisher, who was... Or this other one, Dark, something with Dark. That guy that somehow died by falling in chemicals, but he did not really die. And then there is also, because we are going somehow to bird heroes, do you know the Crow?
I think you mentioned the Crow previously, and then we went off on some tangent on Howard the Duck.
I don't know. The only thing I know about the Crow is the meme Mel made of it, of the kook.
The only thing you need to know is the Crow movie is very good. The second one is just shitty, and they made a video game of the second one that is very shitty too. That's everything that.
Got it. So they had one good one hit wonder, and then they tried to cash out on it, and it failed. Gee, who saw that coming?
Yeah. that you see that happen often. But I actually found some bird heroes and villains.
Okay.
But first of all, do you have some favorite bird villain that you would that you can think of?
Not villain, hero and villain. I don't
easily
really.
Nigel from Rio. I love him.
Ah.
From Rio, the animation movie?
Yeah, unless you're talking specifically about superheroes, in which case I can't think of any.
I know I'm going to get like angry PMs for saying this. Especially from one particular blue parrot, but I've never actually seen Rio.
The gas.
Me neither.
Oh my god.
So you're going to have to explain it to us.
Basically, Nigel is a very evil white cockatoo played by your sort of stereotypical English evil sounding voice actor, and he's got some incredible like one-liners.
Fair enough.
And basically, he wants to make all the birds ugly because he wants to be the prettiest bird. And I can't really fault him for that.
Huh. Okay.
So, I think I have to watch the movie. That sounds like a good plot for some reason.
So, how about you? If you were a superhero, what would your superhero be?
I wanted to do the talking about general bird heroes first, and then we are coming to the hero concept. Okay.
Yeah, cool. Dare you go off?
You can start it up later. But the thing is, I found some amazing bird, some amazing bird heroes.
Okay. And tell us about them.
And not only heroes, but also villains. And there is a Wikia for public domain superheroes that are not only, I think a few are from Marvel and DC, but most aren't. And they have a category for bird heroes. the only villain the only character I found there that is really partly bird and not only have a bird costume is the Aryan Eagle.
Oh no. No.
And his origin is...
Hang on, I need to Google this. What is this?
Google it for yourself. I can post you the picture in the chat, and I laughed a lot because it's so dumb. And it's actually...
That is so bad.
What is that? It is so...
That is so bad.
His origins... His origin story is that his actual name is John Fairhurst. Fairhurst. I don't know. Fairhurst. Fairhurst, I think. And he was a common criminal felon, a member of the Aryan Brotherhood prison gang. And after his parole was approached by a group of racist billionaires to be a
racist
candidate.
Billionaires. Okay. Okay, so question. So you're showing a picture of him right now. Yeah. One thing I notice is he's not a golden eagle. He's a bald eagle.
Yeah, he's a bald eagle.
And
Aryan...
he's waving the American flag. No. Yeah,
I don't know, is he meant to be waving it or burnt? I don't know, because the Aryan Brotherhood are like, I don't know. I'm done, I don't know.
And he has the Iron Cross everywhere and the swastika on his tummy.
Why does the swastika as well? It looks like it's just a sticker stuck on. It doesn't conform to his sort of... It's just MS painted on. It doesn't conform to his muscles.
But he has wings and the thing is... like I said, after his parole, he was like approached by a group of racist billionaires, and to be a kind of candidate for a superhuman genetic trial, and he was transformed into a bird.
His head was transformed into a bird.
You see, I'm having trouble thinking of any racist billionaires. I don't think you can become a billionaire and become racist.
You've got one as your president at the minute, haven't you?
He's never been a billionaire, never properly.
But the thing is, he was made by racist billionaires. Yeah, that's his original story.
That's a good backstory. Racist billionaires made me a bird. And
if you want to bring him in your story, do it, because he is an open source character created specifically for use by anyone. So you can make comics with the Aryan eagle.
Okay.
If you want. Maybe you can make a comic of him thinking of his past and being like, hey, racist is not good, and then joining the punk scene or something.
Like, we should do like a bird life, like a one-line story thing where someone, you do like one line and give it to the next person who writes another line for the Aryan Eagle.
Oh no.
That never worked in the past, but maybe.
I'd be down to kind of start something like that in the chat. Yeah, but not featuring the Aryan Eagle. Not with today's people.
I mean, as a villain, it would be okay and be fighting him. That may be okay. or like making his story like, hey, putting him on. I don't know. What do you want to say? Yeah, like giving you a story where he redeems his racist past.
His racist past. Oh my god.
He redeems for his racist past.
A redemption arc.
Redemption arc of racist billionaire Birdman.
I'm gonna stick with television's every solution to Nazis ever. Punch them in the face, kill them.
And
every show
actually,
you ever watch on American television, if it features a Nazi, they get punched in the face, and then they get killed.
Hashtag punch all Nazis.
I actually also found another bird hero, also a public domain, and it's a whole race of Martian birdsmen.
Mushroom birdmen?
Martian birdmen.
Martian
from the Mars.
Birds from the Mars.
And they are actually kind of looking like griffins on two legs, but not really.
Flight device from Mars, so why not birds?
They have ears, but they have wing arms, kind of. But yeah, you can look at them here. And look for the mesh. I will for Birdman.
They have webby wings.
Yeah, those are terrible. Kinda. I'm not a fan. I'm not going to be a fursona of one of them.
You see, I actually kind of like it because it's like all primitive-ish kind of thing.
Yeah.
That definitely strikes a bit of a like cool, like, oh, that's, yeah.
Yeah, and just imagine they would try to invade Earth.
See, if we're going to talk about alien birds, I got to bring at least one species up, and that's the Chozo.
I don't know the Chozo.
Those are the good birds. I'll get a picture of them pulled up here.
Kicks your ass in Super Metroid 2 when you pick up his thing.
Oh, that's a Chazori, though.
I always got them mixed up.
Yeah, they're kind of the asshole guardians.
Like, hey, you took my thing. Time to wreck you.
Hey, I didn't say you could touch my ball.
Pull it up.
Yeah. And I like that the Googling bird villains, the first result on Google Images is the peregrine falcon from Mulan. That makes me happy. Contain yourself.
Oh, yeah, they're from Metroid 2, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, I know them. I think you already mentioned them in some shows, in one of the first shows.
Probably. Cool. My yes, love for Metroid
video
is
game birds. Video
quite
game birds, that was it. Yeah. Yeah, we had a show about video game video games and birds. You can just crawl to our episode list and listen to it if you don't know it.
You see, we've been doing an episode about superhero birds this entire time, and there's been one that we have failed to mention, and I'm a little disappointed that nobody's brought it up.
That was horrible. but yeah, Darkwing Duck is also it's also a cool bird hero. So I liked him in my childhood.
I mean, you gotta love his method of getting around. He has this thing this jet that's shaped like a duck head with a bill.
Really see much Darkwing Duck when I was growing up because it wasn't really a big thing over here.
Oh, okay.
We understandable. It was kind of American instead. Disney.
Yeah, we had DuckTales. That was our big thing.
Yeah, we had. It
He's
was
a spinoff
really
of DuckTales.
Yeah, I like Scrooge McDuck.
He actually was a big thing here in Germany, and I know all the episodes of Darkwing Duck. So, and I love the origin stories of all the enemies. Like Benjamin Buchsbaum, it's a German. I don't know how he's called in, English. Why did I need you so long for that?
To think of the word English.
I don't know what I think. Okay, I just forgot what I want to say. So and actually, Core, what's the? Oh no! I can't forget this bird here. Do you know the show, Boku no Hero Academia?
I'm vaguely familiar with it. Cause it's got like some crow-headed guy thing that people keep posting, but I don't know anything about it.
No idea.
This is an anime, and it's about a superhero academy, and it has a lot of students. And actually the fun thing about this series about this anime is or about the sorry about the manga is that all humans on Earth do have superhero powers. Some are more stronger, some are more weaker. Only like 10% of humanity do not have a superpower, and the main character is one of them, and he still wants to be a superhero. So he does his best to come there, and he gets an
That makes me think of two superhero or super villain, like one superhero, one super villain, of just underwhelming proportion. And so the Moomin Rider from One Punch Man, all he does is ride a bike. That's his superpower. And then Dr. Horrible's sing-along blog, Moist Man. He has the ability to make people uncomfortably humid.
Oh man, I would hate that though. I hate being humid so much.
He's always sweating.
He would be my arch nemesis.
Oh my god. But the point is, I want to come to, it has like my favorite bird hero in the show. And you know, it's Japanese anime heroes or manga heroes, and it's not really like the classic. It's very inspired by the American heroes and stuff. You totally notice that because one of the main heroes there, one of the strongest heroes, is very American. But my favorite bird hero there is Fumikage Tokoyami, and it's you maybe saw already gifs of him. It's that one hero with the bird head, with a crow bird head, and not crow. It's actually a raven, I guess. I'm not entirely sure, but he also has like a shadow that the darker it is, the mightier it gets. And that's a really cool character. He's like very silent. And,
so he's the anti-Superman.
I have to get back to my sentence. He has not a lot of lines, but every time he says something, it's very dark but very deep and stuff. And I really like his style, and the character is really cool. He's not edgy. He's cool. He's not that tryhard, edgy shitlord. He's and his whole room is like filled with skulls and black metal stuff. Very dark too.
Oops. Also, going back to that Google search, I'm just going to put a picture up here as well. I just like that one of Google's suggestions for a villain bird is Vulture and Secretary Bird. Are Secretary Birds villains?
You put in bird villains and it says Vulture, because Vulture is actually a real bird villain from Spider-Man. But the Secretary Bird, really, it's the Secretary Bird. Why? Why Secretary Bird?
And the Jub-Jub Bird. Is the Jub-Jub Bird evil? I don't even know what a Jub-Jub Bird is. I need to Google this now.
Yeah, so actually, now we have it. Secretary Birds and Jub-Jub Birds
Jub-Jub Birds do look evil. They're from the Jabberwocky.
Oh, okay. But Secretary Birds are on the second mentioned
yeah,
one.
Yeah, so Secretary Birds are evil now, apparently.
Yeah, Secretary Birds, you're evil, yeah. I guess.
Public service announcement from Birdania. But what? Secretary Birds.
They're too good at the paperwork.
I think their superpower is like kicking with force.
Well, maybe their superpower is badly doing your taxes so you bankrupt you secretly.
Ooh. Suddenly you got the IRS all on you, and when you try to pin it on them, they're like, I never did his taxes. He did it himself, I guess.
Oh my god, I just thought of another birdish hero, and that's from Rick and Morty, Bird Person. I love Bird Person.
He's not really a bird, he's just a character is the thing.
Yeah,
but he's a bird person. He's half bird, half human. Or kind of human. He's an alien bird person.
I guess if he tried, he could be a superhero if he went out and did something.
Well, he had a lot of adventures with Rick.
I don't know. See, I never really got into Rick and
you
Morty.
You see, that's like saying that like Rick is a superhero or Doctor Who is a superhero.
See, I'd say Doctor Who is.
He goes in, he saves the day, but he also abandons everything and makes everything kind of implode on itself after he leaves.
Hey, Bird Person saved Rick's ass multiple times, Morty's ass at least 2 times, and he saved a lot of asses.
Okay, fair enough. Wubba lubba dub dub.
No spoilers. I haven't.
You're in great pain.
Yet.
yeah, we don't want to spoiler you because you all. You have to watch it.
Yeah, see, I used to really hate Rick and Morty because I was like, oh, it's so dumb. Then one of my friends like sat me down and forced me to watch it. I'm like, actually, it's fucking brilliant.
It is. It's really my favorite cartoon next to Adventure Time and...
I just have so much respect for you freaks. Get out of my face.
No, here's the thing. So, like, a lot of these cartoons, there are some really stupid ones out there, but I'm kind of on the same page with Fleeks here. Rick and Morty definitely has a lot of value to it. Same with Adventure Time. There's kind of a huge amount of romance in that, and the regular show as well.
Regular show. Oh my god, I love regular show.
But don't get me wrong, there's a lot of really stupid cartoons out there too that I don't know how they make it. And when you first watch Rick and Morty and you first watch regular show, you're like, how is this? Why is this on TV? This is mind-numbingly stupid.
Yeah. I mean, in comparison, you mean, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I understand.
We cannot forget about the enemy of Stuart Little too.
Oh god, yeah. See, that was another one that came up on a thing, but it was the animated one. I didn't know there was an animated one.
Me neither. Core, I think we should go to the main thing we wanted to do today, and you may introduce it.
Okay, so, well, it was your idea, but, yeah, what are your guys' ideas for if you were a superhero? What would your superpower be?
Yeah, our own hero identity. I thought about that, actually, because, yeah, it was, of course, because I prepared the topic. I thought of an idea. I mean, my bird identity is a woodpecker, so I would focus on the beak if I design a hero identity for myself, for my character. And I thought about the name Drillbeak, like, and the
I was just gonna call that
like,
out, but it's like the Pokemon move, like, Fleeks, use Drillbeak, go!
Is there an English Drillbeak move?
Yes, there is.
I think it's not protected, so I go with it because it sounds amazing, Drillbeak. And yeah, it's actually I would, of course, he would wear a very effective costume with kind of mask like the Robin's head in the Batman things, yeah, in the Batman series, yeah, because it's a very effective masquerade, camouflage or whatever you call it, and he actually has a drill as beak. I think that's kind of cool, and I don't know. He would probably be more like a sidekick for some more badass character because I can't imagine a lot of applications of a beak in drill form that can drill through everything, of course, because it's a hero.
It'd be great for picking locks. You could just like peck your way right through them.
Yeah, maybe. I could. I can. This drill beak can penetrate everything. And
oh
what
my.
About? Oh my!
Not going. No, nope. Too easy.
Not going. No. Yeah. What about you, TSL? What would be your superhero identity?
Oh, God, you put me on the spot now. I didn't see. I only had like 10 minutes warning that I was actually doing this, so I didn't really have much
you
time.
You had a full hour's warning that you're going to be doing this. Get that right.
Yeah,
you were just playing Battlegrounds.
I was playing Battlegrounds instead of thinking about bird superheroes. I'm sorry.
We can help you.
Going like spur of the moment, I'm going to go with my superpower. Is that I can drink so much coffee and go so fast that it slows down time for me.
Oh, that's brilliant. Like you need coffee to work?
Yeah, it's like peregrine speed enhanced by coffee to the point where it's so fast the world goes slow.
So that's beyond breaking the barrier of time. That's, okay, oh, what was that movie? it was based off of the comic. Those little... Shit, goddamn it. Anyways, there's a squirrel who drinks like an energy drink and everything slows down. And like there's a laser beam that he's like trying to walk by and he just kind of watches it very slowly go by. No, this
I
isn't
have
familiar
no
to
idea
you at all.
Where that's from. Nope.
Fuck, it's I'll look it up in a little bit. But yeah.
And yeah, well what would be your weakness? I mean, not having coffee, I guess. Not having coffee, I would say. Uncaffeinated coffee.
Oh yeah, you could replace my coffee with decaf, and I'd be ruined.
Oh my god!
What's even the point of decaf coffee? Why is that a thing?
Over the Hedge. It was the movie based off of the comic I was thinking about.
Never watched it too.
Oh
I
my
should.
God, okay, that's a movie that you guys need to watch. Anyways, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt, I just got really excited.
So decaffeinated coffee,
yeah.
It makes
decaf
you even weaker. Decaf. see, we can come up with something together. And your worst villain would be somebody who with the power to send people asleep.
Yeah, or like an evil barista that you go and order your coffee from Starbucks and they use decaf.
Starbucks, I'm writing that down.
So Starbucks is practically an evil corporation that
Starbucks.
Wants to get you down. Starbucks. What about you, Core?
Well, my superhero name would be Master Raven. And like my counterparts, Batman and Iron Man, my superhero power would be lots of money. And I would use this money to build a laser. And this laser would shoot up into the sky. And it would create a particle beam across the world that would turn all species into birds. Glorious birds.
And his go-to costume is a BDSM gimp suit.
What?
Because of the name?
Raven Master.
Fine.
That was the first association I had with your superhero name. I'm sorry.
Didn't see me knocking on your guys' superheroes. Jesus. Thought I was being all clever and impressive here.
But yeah. But you would be a villain then.
No, I'd be a hero.
A hero for birds, maybe.
You would be a villain with a god complex. You have to admit that. I mean, in the end, everybody would thank you.
How would any of that be a villainous move? I'd be doing the world a favor. Everybody would be birds. That'd be fantastic. If they're already birds, then they don't need to transform.
I mean, from my perspective, I agree, kinda. But I think from a perspective about the majority of humanity, that's crazy. You would be like Magneto from X-Men, who wants to turn everyone into mutants, but they like... his problem was that they dematerializing after you do that.
Yeah, but I mean, he had a good cause.
Yeah. Magneto was kind of cool.
Yeah, Magneto is a cool... It's a cool villain. Also, this Gecko woman is pretty cool.
So who would your arch nemesis be? Well, Tiersel kind of already talked about that.
Starbucks barista.
I would probably be a sidekick, so I don't know, but maybe... Maybe
sidekicks have villains, have enemies.
Yeah, Robin was killed multiple times, so I guess.
Sucks for him.
But it was always 2-2 to kick Batman into the balls. But Recty sent me something, and hello Recty, by the way, greetings to you. He sent me a super villain. And he described that it would be working well on me. Let me see that. He has a kind of golden eagle thing, kind of golden eagle character with like a mask and stuff. Okay. And he has like hypnotic abilities, mind control and stuff, and that seems kind of cool.
Yeah, and he's falling victim to that.
And yeah.
Well, read what they sent you on air.
And yeah, I read what they write, but I have to find it first. Recty talks a lot to me, and I have to find it.
Wait a minute! I recognize that orange plumage. Is that Recty?
Okay. Shh. He said this villain has a backstory. He can't remember it very well. But it was something where he created that years ago, he said, and he can't remember the backstory very well, but it was something with along the line that he had like great mental powers when he was young, and unable to control it, he got taken by a mentally unable to control it and got taken in by a mentally trained sort of monk master, and this monk master betrayed him somehow, and yeah, it was a betrayed. He was betrayed for some reason. And
okay, well, what about Eclipse's hero or supervillain?
Oh yeah, I told you about it. Eclipse sent me also. Eclipse is more funny about that. He said, I read what he said. Oh, and for your superhero birds idea. You know, you could make heroes who have the abilities of certain birds. And we will come to that, of course. Character creation, yay. For example, and that's what he came up with. The lure. I don't know how to pronounce it. I need your help, guys. You're gonna have, guys.
The lyre bird?
The lyre. Yeah, like, it's pronounced like lyre. Okay. Yep, the lyre bird. He says, sure, that guy isn't going to be in forefront of any fight, but a support character, he would be amazing to confuse the enemy. But he could also have some voice-based weaponry, like in Sonic Attack or something like that. Like, I think it would be cool if that the liar could have something a frequency that makes everybody like falling over. Like, how's it called? If you, unconsciousness. People get unconsciousness if they hear that specific sound or something like that. You know. And he actually, also for the liar, he has a backstory. I, of course, because he put the fart into that, I want to read it. It's only a two sentences. The liar was once a mild-mannered forester for a large evil corporation, cutting down swath of forest. He was chosen by the spirits of the forest to be its guardian, giving him all the powers of the liar bird. Yeah. And he wrote XD after that sentence.
Yeah, I'd be kind of pissed off, like, the spirits of the forest come to him, hey, we're going to give you superpowers. And you're like, awesome, I'm going to get superpowers. And they go, your superpowers are the powers of the lyre bird. And you're like, what? So ripped off.
Hey, you can imitate everything then.
Literally everything.
The power of the bear or the
It would be like a chameleon, except audio instead of visual.
Yeah, you can like pretend you can make excellent prank calls.
Yeah, oh, God.
You would be the best voice actor and best imitator. I mean, it wouldn't be only bring you something in fighting enemies.
So the Lyrebird would probably make a better sidekick than an actual forward superhero, but still.
Wasn't there that one character in Police Academy who could make all the sounds like a lyre?
The beatbox guy.
yeah. He could make all the sounds. Name. Me too, but yeah, that's a great talent.
Fair enough, yeah.
And if you were the Lyrebird, you would be even better than that.
Probably be pretty good at karaoke too.
So, I just wanted to ask you what kind of catchphrases your character would have, if you have one.
Oh, that is so cliche 80s, man. Nobody.
Yeah, you need one. You need one.
The only one who has a catchphrase is Deadpool, and that's to make fun of other people's catchphrases. Maximum effort.
Actually, the birds asked for that.
Oh,
so
okay.
We need to answer.
Fine,
that.
I guess I have to answer.
Who are we to refuse the birds?
No, there's no way to refuse the birds. And actually, I have a catchphrase, but it's more of Eclipse work, and I think it would be probably something like, because thank you, Eclipse. Looks like I have to drill some manners into you, or this is not a drill. Oh, wait, it is. Thank you, Eclipse, again.
Yeah, mine would be, gotta go fast.
I'm not sure if you can do that.
Pretty sure there might be some copyright issues with that, but hey, good for trying. I guess mine would be something like Bibiki or something.
Bibiki, yeah, Bibiki. We need at least an alliteration with three Bs. B.
We do?
Beautifully beaky.
B. B. Beaky. B. I don't can think of any positive words with B.
Bold, brave, beautiful, brash.
B. B. bravely beaky, be boldly beaky, be...
Okay.
I don't know. And you could have... Tiersel, you could have...
As you're falling, as you're, like, diving from the sky.
Or you can have the catchphrase, I will stoop you, villain. Hey, you have to make puns in good catchphrases or alliterations.
We're sorry, Stoop. You probably don't listen to this show, but we're still sorry.
Yeah, I can't imagine Stoop listening to this. Maybe we should force it on him.
he would probably guess the show. yeah, so then we are actually coming to the questions. You have no... you can't access the question, so, Tiersel. So I guess I will do it.
Aw, hey, I've never done questions before.
Yeah, you do it. That's good.
Okay. From Kairos. How are bats cooler than birds?
They're not. Easy. Next question.
Well, temperature-wise, I guess they are going to be cooler because they do fly by night. Two, the exposed skin would lower your body temperature significantly as you're flying along. So, yeah, technically you are cooler than birds. Plus, you can stick them in freezers. I mean, technically you'd stick birds in freezers too, but we just don't do that.
But what about owls? They fly at night, but they've got a whole lot of poof. Like,
they've got a lot of poof. They've got so much poof that if they fall in water, they flumph.
We need to, like, put a thermometer up each of them and see which one's cooler.
we could also put them in ice water to make them cooler, so...
Yeah. There are ways of cooling your bird.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, we could also go the other way and make birds hotter, like putting them in a... in a sauna. In a sauna or something.
Let's get it all.
So that's your answer for how bats are cooler than birds.
All right. From Regday. If you were a superhero, what one wearable object would you use to disguise yourself and hide your identity? This is like, it is an example how Superman wears glasses.
Oh.
So it's not your mask. It's not like, you know, that kind of thing.
Superman isn't very effective. I'm really wondering why nobody notices that Kent Clark is Superman.
Everyone in America is that handsome.
We just are.
Maybe. Also, we had a smart sentence in Kill Bill that it was in Kill Bill that the difference between Superman and all the other heroes is that Clark Kent is the mask, not Superman itself.
This is because, true.
Yeah, but to come to your to answer your question, Recti. Like I said, I would probably be as effective as Superman and just wear a face mask like Robin and Batman does. But I wouldn't wear like. What does he have? How are they called? Those sock pants?
Sock pants?
Leggings.
Oh.
Tight.
Yeah, I wouldn't wear tights or leggings, no. No, I don't think that's good.
I would hide my identity. I think I would be like kind of Tony Stark-ish and just straight to be like, I am the Raven Master. And the press room actually doesn't really react at all because they don't care that much.
I would imagine you with a like really fancy collar like Dracula but very
a cape bigger. a cloak
yeah with a very fancy collar and if it did,
it'd have to be like a Belmont cloak from Castlevania, just super fluttery.
Yeah. So and actually. If you don't hide your identity, you're practically a villain, because villains never.
I
really
don't see what's wrong with a hero actually owning up to their actions and taking credit for the good that they've done.
Yeah. Looking forward to the military visiting you and saying like,
do our stuff.
And saying thanks to you, of course. Right. And Tiesel, what would be your kind of getter?
I would write on the outside of my coffee cup that there is tea in it. And everyone would be like, nah, it won't be him. He's drinking tea.
He's far too British to be that dude.
He's far too British to drink coffee, no. He looks kind of similar, but no, no, no. He drinks coffee, no. And every time you have to go to save somebody, you're ripping that tea label off from your coffee and drink it. Like Superman.
No, what it is it's that little sleeve, that little like coffee cup sleeve that it just has tea on it. He just like flips that off of it, and it turns out it's the coffee.
Like Superman rips off his clothes, you know.
And then you go all Popeye, and you just kind of like squeeze the coffee like cup as you drink it. Just yeah.
Yeah, you eat the whole.
And then you just shove the paper cup in your mouth and chew it.
Yeah. Like,
well, it's gonna have like caffeine absorbed into it. Gotta get it all.
Exactly.
Or just like add a handful of coffee beans. Just eat them.
And then your secret worst enemy is actually Cocaine Man.
Oh man.
Because you're just like, try this, it's more effective. You're like, no.
No. And you save all the school children from cocaine consume and give them coffee.
Aw, Tiersel's an after school special.
Oh great. Yay. I think if Peregrine hooked on cocaine, that would be like the fastest thing ever.
That would be the world's fastest heart attack.
Yeah, well, we all got to go some way.
Thank you for that great question, Recti, that gave us the laugh. So, yeah, next question?
Next question comes from Teanos. For those who are so opposed to pants and trousers, would you as a superhero wear those underpants? Oh no, we kind of already answered this. He's asking us if we'd wear tights.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure that coarse style would be pantless like always.
It is, but you also have to understand, like, wearing tights would make my ass look great.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with, I wouldn't wear tights, but I would carry a stash of them for that exact reason, to put on other people. And if I can slow down time, then they can't stop me.
You're the serial pantser. You pants people.
Yeah.
Except you put pants on.
Actually, Tiersel to a coffee hero, I don't know why, but a leather pants would work well. Like this brownish, like with patches on the knees.
I don't know if I'm happy with Fleeks imagining me in tight leather.
I'm happy.
I don't have to imagine you. You're a biker, and I saw you and stuff like that. I think.
Yeah, but he runs a bullet bike.
We are not going into the topic of bikes again.
Next week. Yeah.
No. Yeah. Let's make the topic for the show 41 bikes. Okay.
Yeah, today we realize that Fleeks has seen me in skin tight leather.
I'm not sure if I really saw you or if you had that synthetic plastic pants.
Pleather?
I'm not sure. I can't remember stuff. So,
last question from Eclipse. Soup or hero sandwich?
Huh?
Man, a soup sandwich would be so difficult to eat. It'd be all soggy.
No, a soup or a hero sandwich.
I'm confused.
It's a type of sandwich, guys.
What's a hero sandwich?
What's a soup sandwich?
On this episode of Core Googles Things.
You don't know it yourself?
No, I know what it is. I'm getting a picture.
Oh. Yeah.
Is this one of those things that doesn't work for non-Americans?
I guess so. I mean, a soup sandwich sounds like a very... how's it
not
called?
A soup sandwich. Soggy. It's soup or a hero sandwich.
Yes, you're asking us what filling we'd like in our sandwich, soup or heroes.
What is soup?
I think we broke core.
I hate you guys. Eclipse, this is what I have to put up with on a weekly basis.
Well, I like soup, but I also like sandwich. Why can't I have both?
Yeah, I like a sandwich to dunk in mustard.
Okay, see, if you're going to do that, then you just get the what the fuck is it called? Roast beef mozzarella, you dip it in au jus sauce.
What?
Oh my god, sounds, you guys don't know amazing, food at actually. All, do you?
Actually,
okay, this is
a hero sandwich, okay.
Yes.
Let me see how it looks like.
It's salami, cheese, tomato, and cucumber.
Yeah, it's actually like a salami sandwich.
Why salami is it cheese a hero sandwich?
Why?
Yeah, I don't get it. But it does look like a tasty sandwich. So what flavor of soup do we have to choose from?
All the soups, I think.
All
you
the
can,
Yeah, like if you really want, you can go with egg drop soup. I don't care. And the other sandwich I was thinking of, if you want to mix your soup with your sandwich, is the French dip.
I think I go with
I don't
a Marriott
know what that
soup.
Is either.
Oh my god! Of course, I don't expect British people to know food very well. I should. That's on me. That's my fault. I'm sorry.
Well, I just go with the soup because there are so many amazing soups, and the sandwich doesn't appeal much to me.
Yeah, it looks like a fairly generic, tasty but generic sandwich. So
yeah, you get an all corn.
Are we allowed to have any flavor of soup for the rest of our life, or just that one sandwich for the rest of our life? I'm going to take the soup.
Is that a hero sandwich too?
Oh my god!
No, I think that's the French thing he was talking about.
This is a really good sandwich.
That's a French dip.
That's
yes.
a sandwich. I would always
in,
take
what is,
a.
What is the dip?
It's au jus sauce.
What the fuck is au jus sauce?
I don't know either. And I'm sure French don't do that kind of sandwiches, so I don't know why it's called French.
I don't know. I mean, I just came back from France, and I never saw one of them over there.
I think Core is just like, yeah.
Yeah, I think Core is trolling us.
Yeah, this was episode 39. Thank you so much for tuning in. Yeah.
If anyone has always stress, you might need medical attention. I think.
Yeah.
Something.
I guess always be beeping.
Always be beeping.
Always be beeping. Unless you're confusing people with sandwiches.
But they've always had this name. They like I'm not the one who named them this, but they've been around for decades.
If I go into Subway,
I wish you would.
Sandwich,
yes,
like,
you can. Where the hero sandwich originally came from was like Subway.
But no, Subway over here doesn't do that.
Well, then your Subways are stupid.
It's a BMT here, I think.
Yeah,
so
it pretty much is an Italian BMT.
It's okay. I'm not even that offended over the whole hero, because I'm not a big fan of hero sandwiches, but I adore the French dip. That's like my go-to sandwich.
Yeah, it's kind of a slider sandwich.
It is. And it's amazing. It's like minced roast beef and mozzarella. So he's the
sorry. No.
You okay there?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Need some water?
No.
I for some reason was expecting you to go into talking about the brown note, a certain note that makes people poop.
No.
That would be Storm's superhero power.
I actually was thinking about that for a moment, but no.
Why does Storm love poop?
I don't know. I don't understand.
He doesn't love. I think he doesn't love poop, but he does love poop jokes. I guess that's his humor. Just humor. We can't judge him for that because humor's are as colorful as bird.
Has brown kind or green.
Yeah.
I guess.
Black. Or if it's very, red or black, go see a doctor.